100 years ago, a symphonic blockbuster was born in London. The Planets by Gustav Holst premiered on this date in 1918. The seven movements of the suite are named after planets from our solar system, and Holst's work has been sampled, stolen, and cherished by the likes of John Williams, Frank Zappa, prog rock bands, though never by B.J. Lederman, who writes our theme music. Here's NPR's Tom Heisinger to guide us through Holst's Planets.
First, we need someone who knows the music.
Sakari Oramo,
the chief conductor of the BBC Symphony Orchestras from Finland. Oramo opened the Proms Festival, London's biggest classical music event this summer, with the Planets. Next, someone who knows the real planets.
I'm Heidi Hamel, and I'm a planetary astronomer.
Gustav Holst, however, was more of an astrologer. His inspiration came from the personalities of the planets. He gave each of them nicknames, like Mars, the bringer of war, where we begin our planetary trek. Sakari Oramo and Heidi Hamel say Holst unholsters the big guns in his first movement.
Mars is a war machine.
The red planet, blood red. It's actually red not because of blood, but because of iron in the surface, in the rocks, that rusts, essentially.
You could refer to Mars as the sort of forefather of music for films describing interstellar warfare.
Since we're talking movies...
Yes, yes, Star Wars. Yeah, I love it. Oh, I love it.
Is that a ripoff?
I wouldn't call it a ripoff. It's based on the principles which Holst created for Mars, and all composers steal from each other.
And some get caught. Oscar winner Hans Zimmer was sued by the Holst Foundation for writing music an awful lot like Mars in his score for Gladiator. Holst's second movement brings us to Venus, the bringer of peace. The planet is named after the goddess of love.
Venus is not a loving place at all. It's a hellish landscape, so hot that lead would melt on its surface.
Hellish, maybe, but the music?
Venus is beautiful but enigmatic. It has achingly beautiful music for the winds and horn.
Heading closer to the sun, we're now at Mercury. Holst subtitled it The Winged Messenger.
Mercury is a very bouncy figure. Ba-bum, ba-bum, ba-ba-ba-bum.
Something crazy about Mercury is that even though it's so close to the sun, it does have craters, and some of those craters are deep enough and have ice in them.
Gustav Holst's planets don't exactly line up like our own. The astrologer-composer brings us next to Jupiter, the bringer of jollity. And we're back with Sakari Oramo. So you're a Scorpio.
Yeah, like a beginning of Scorpio.
So what planet are you?
I think I'm Jupiter, yes.
You're jolly?
Pretty jolly for a Finn, let's put it that way.
Jupiter is the biggest planet. So big, says Heidi Hamel, it's like a solar system unto itself.
It's got a whole retinue of moons. 79 moons now. That's a lot of moons.
Wow. Holst's Jupiter boasts a lot of tunes. Sakari Oramo calls this one rambunctious.
It's like an elephant in a porcelain shop, very happily destroying everything and being very glad about it.
It's such a catchy tune, it was hijacked by the British rock group Manfred Mann.
I bring life, and I can take you where you can see and feel and breathe and touch the air.
Lovely.
And now we're reaching the outer planets, and Saturn, the bringer of old age, where time ticks away like an old clock.
Saturn's main claim to fame, of course, is its fantastic ring system.
And what exactly are those rings?
Sometimes people say they're the lost airline luggage.
That's an astronomer's joke. Actually, the rings are particles of dust and ice, some as big as your house. Leaving Saturn now, our next stop is...
We astronomers pronounce it Uranus.
It's slightly vulgar.
Hulse subtitles it The Magician.
Making magic, but not necessarily for the purpose of common good. It has also this slight nastiness in the rhythm. Ba-bam, 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 ba-bam.
The mystery increases as we finally reach Neptune. Astrologers equate the planet with transcendence, myth, and hope. Conductor Sakari Oromo points out that Holst ends the piece with a surprise, a wordless female chorus.
Radiating a strange foreign light that is not known to us.
Gustav Holst's music, astronomer Heidi Hamel says, drifts away far into the cosmos and seems to ask, what else is out there?
We have the capability now to build the tools that can look at planets around other stars and tell us if there's signs of life there. We just have to choose to do it. Whether we will or not is something that's above my pay grade.
Tom Heisinger, NPR News.